Around 100 people gathered in downtown Place du Canada on Monday night in solidarity with the families of two women believed to be buried in Winnipeg's Prairie Green landfill. Winnipeg police say that 39-year-old Morgan Harris and 26-year-old Mercedes Myron were murdered and their bodies left there by a local serial killer.
Yeah, there have been continuous demands for the landfill to be searched to identify the bodies of these women and to demand justice, demands which have been repeatedly shut down and refused by the Manitoba government, by the Winnipeg police. And this is, you know, despite efforts to support a search by the Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs, even like people are coming up forward and saying, I would volunteer in a search kind of thing. And so even in the face of all of this, the families are still being told that they will not have justice.
This is Laura August, coordinator of the Isque Project at the Native Women's Shelter, who helped organize Monday's vigil. She says the Manitoba government's refusal to recover the bodies is based on prejudice.
Their justification has been that it's not safe, it would be too prolonged. But, you know, like we have seen very prolonged and very cost prohibitive, like very expensive searches happen for other people's bodies who were not Indigenous. So these types of searches have taken place. But really, it's because these women are Indigenous that the government feels like it's okay to make this justification.
A feasibility study estimated that a search could take up to 3 years and cost up to $184 million. Native Women's Shelter Director Nakuset said that if Manitoba is serious about reconciliation, they would try any way they could.
Think if it was your daughter or your family member or a cousin that was in this landfill, that was suspected in this landfill. It is so hard for us when our family members go missing. There are four families that suspect that their loved ones are in this landfill. Why would you say no? If we're offering to get the expertise to help through this, why would you say no?
A small group of family members and allies have been camped outside the landfill since last December. They say they still haven't seen action from any level of government, including Federal Crown Indigenous Relations Minister Gary Anandasangari.
And here I am standing in Montreal and Ottawa 10 months later, begging for the same thing, which is something as basic as a basic human burial, human dignity and respect for my mother Morgan Harris and Mercedes Myron. But why aren't all levels of government being held accountable for the lack of actions and change with the decision to not search the landfill, not only back in December, but the fact that we're still standing here today begging for that has set a precedent that if any of us, any Indigenous woman, man, girl, child goes missing, this provincial government of Manitoba and the federal government of Canada has told the rest of Canada and society that it is okay to continuously murder and dispose of Indigenous women and girls and two-spirited, and that's what they're worth. And we're supposed to be okay with that?
Cambria Harris said that government institutions had been harboring her mother, Morgan, long before the refusal to recover her body.
My mother was a victim of not only the child welfare system, but she had fallen victim to addiction and mental illness after having all of her children whipped away from her due to the child welfare system. My house was raided. At 6 years old, I returned from a sleepover at my Aunt Crystal's to return to my house surrounded by police and garbage bags. And they didn't even let me say goodbye to my mom. That was the start of it all. And that's the start of it for a lot and a lot of Indigenous women across Canada when their children are ripped away from them.
But she and other family members, including her mother's cousin, Melissa Robinson, thanked supporters for giving the issue national attention. Monday's vigil was one of over 20 solidarity actions that took place in cities across the country.
Just 4 weeks ago, we as a family declared September 18th as an International Day of Action, search the landfills. Just 4 weeks ago, look at where we're standing now. We currently, as of today, had 22 cities standing with us in solidarity. Canada has spoken. They are saying, search these landfills. Our women are not trash. No human is trash. But in the government's eyes, in the Canadian government's eyes, we seem to be.
The message at Monday's vigil was clear. Search the landfills and don't take no for an answer. Mohawk activist Ellen Gabriel told the crowd it was time to hold the government, and especially Manitoba Premier Heather Stevenson, accountable.
In the UN Declaration of Human Rights, it talks about barbarous acts. It talks about genocide. And the fact that the Premier of Manitoba refuses to respect the dignity of Indigenous women who have been murdered is a barbarous act. And when we think about our murdered and missing Indigenous sisters and men, we need to really do them justice by actually pushing for major changes. I was told there's an election next month in Manitoba. Kick her out. Yeah. Kick her out.
Manitoba heads to the polls on October 3rd. In the meantime, these families won't stop fighting. I'm Jules Bijal. Thanks for listening.